the 10th day of the blessed month of Beremhat. There are two special commemorations in the year that our church celebrates the appearance of the cross on which Jesus Christ suffered and died for us. The first celebration starts on the 16th of Tut and is a three-day celebration commemorating that wondrous day in the year 326 AD when St. Helen, mother of Constantine the Great, the righteous emperor of the Roman Empire, found the true cross. Part of the three-day celebration also commemorates the consecration of placing the cross in the newly finished Church of the Resurrection. The second celebration observes the day when the cross was recovered after being stolen and taken into Persia, and that is today's commemoration. When Constantine became the emperor of the Roman Empire, he declared Christianity to be the official religion. His mother, Empress Helen, was a devout Christian, and even at her advanced age, she insisted on leading an expedition into the Holy Land to locate the holiest places and relics and to have churches built over them. Constantine sent a huge force of soldiers, servants, priests, and architects to accompany his mother. In the year 326 AD, Queen Helen was in Jerusalem researching every lead concerning the location of the cross upon which Jesus had died over three centuries earlier. She forced one of the local elders to admit that it had been rumored to lay under a huge pile of dirt at the hill of Golgotha. St. Helen ordered that the dirt pile be removed, and she found three crosses. Not knowing which was the cross which had held our Lord, the queen ordered that a dead man be placed on the cross. A dead body was found and placed on the first cross, and then the second cross, with no response. But when the dead man was placed on the third cross, he immediately returned to life. St. Helen had found the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. She sent a piece of this cross with nails in it to her son, Emperor Constantine, and then ordered that a great church be built over the site of the true cross. And we celebrate these events on the 16th day of Tut. The second celebration, which is today, commemorates the recovery of the cross after it was stolen. That celebration is today, the 10th of Beremhat. During the centuries that followed the crucifixion of Jesus, the Roman Empire had an almost constant battle with the Persian Empire, with each side crossing into the other's territories. More than six centuries after the birth of Jesus, and three centuries after his cross was found by Queen Helen, another battle occurred between Persia and the Roman Empire. In the year 627 AD, the Persians invaded Egypt and were defeated by the Roman Emperor Heraclius. In their retreat back to Persia, which centered around modern-day Iran, they passed through Jerusalem. A Persian prince entered the Church of the Cross built by Queen Helen and found a piece of wood surrounded by gold. It was shining as though it had a great light within. He grabbed at the wood, but it shot out a flame that burned his hand. The Christians told him that only a Christian could touch the holy relic. The prince bribed two deacons to put the piece of the cross into a box and carry it for him back to Persia. The prince then returned to Persia with his army and the prisoners he had taken in Jerusalem and the holiest relic in the world, which he had stolen from the church. When the Roman Emperor Heraclius learned of this outrage, he led the Roman army to Persia. He and the army moved from place to place looking for the piece of the Holy Cross and fighting their way through endless numbers of highly trained Persian soldiers, but it was nowhere to be found. A young woman made her way to Emperor Heraclius and told him she was the captured daughter of a priest and that she had seen the Persian prince bury the great box in a hole in the royal garden, and that the prince then had the two men who carried the box, killed. Heraclius and his army went to the royal garden and dug until they found the box. Accompanied by priests and bishops, Heraclius opened the box and saw the piece of wood that shined with the holy light of the Lord, and he took it with great honor to the city of Constantinople. Thus, on this day, we commemorate the second appearance of the Holy Cross. May the blessings of the Holy Cross be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.